Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up your radio dial and tune in to the sixth man bringing the sound of a dope contemporary hip hop to your eardrums with Nadine Bassett and many guests to hear from. Take a break from the regular scene. Auto tune shit in those skinny jeans. I'm talking that boom back, neck snapping in the lines is mean. XL represent for the team, so get it clear. Reporting live from the city of champs. We here to put this whole thing in the clink and lock it down. Why you listen? Cause the mission is give you that proper sound. Nothing watered down. We bring that raw shit around. Six man radio playing the hardest music made from underground to new. Even take you back in the days. What you doing with your day? Dog, you better switch plans. Here come that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 man. Yeah.
Righteous wax, chaperone, rotating ring.
March of the wooden soldiers, these life of punks couldn't hold us.
helpless and suffers from multiple stab wounds and leaked sounds. That's heard 93 million miles away from Kane One to represent the nation. This is a gathering of the masses that come to pay respects to the Wu-Tang Clan. As we engage in battle, the crowd now screams in rage. The High Chief Jamel Ali takes the stage. Light is provided through sparks of energy from the mind that travels in rhyme form, giving sight to the blind. The dumb are mostly intrigued by the drum. Death only one can save self from. This relentless attack of the track spares none.
Yo, 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 fuck that. Look at all these crab niggas laid back. Lampin' lights in gray and black. Boom is on my man's rack. Codeine was forcing your drink. You had a navy green. Solomon the Fiend. Bitches overheard you scream. You two-faced the scum of the slum. I got your whole body numb. Blowing like Shalimar in 81 sound convincing. $1,000 cork pop convincing. Hands like Sonny Liston. Get block permission, hold the fuck up. Holla fast in your wig, bad luck. I humiliate. Separate the English from the Dutch. It's me. Black noble Drew Ali. Came in trees, we like the Genovese. That's so seasonies, degrees. It's Earth. 93 million miles from the first rough turbulence. The wave burst, split the megahertz.
Hey yo, that's amazing. Gun in your mouth, so verbal foul hole. Connect thoughts to make my man chow walk. Swift notarizer, blue tank. All up in the high riser. New York gang visor. Word tranquilizer, just a dosage. Delegate my clan with explosives. Wow, my pen blow lines ferocious. Mediterranean, see y'all, the number one. Traffic, tear down the beat guard. The delegate, the guard, the seagull. The swift chancellor, flex the white gold tarantula. Track truck, diesel, play the weed guard. Substantial, max mostly. Undivided, then sliding, sickening. Guaranteed, made them jump like Rod Strickland.
Hey, yo, what up, man? It's your man, Mr. Cheeks, representing LB Fam. We up in the building. You already know, man, it's the Six Man Radio, that adult contemporary hip hop. You know what I mean? Let's get it while we got it. Let's go.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Welcome to the Jay-Z extravaganza. Got to introduce my band right now. Just blazing the blaze at. Right now, I want you to get a drummer song. No mind, really. Get a drummer song. Touch the untouchable, break the unbreakable, shake the unshakable.
It's Hovi, baby.
Can't touch the rock the unmappable.
It's Hovi, baby.
Follow the flow. Look. They say a midget standing on a giant's shoulder can see much further than the giant.
The giant.
So I got the whole rap world on my shoulder. They trying to see further than I am.
And
I have been trying to be patient with their preoccupation with David and Goliath.
Goliath.
But sooner or later that patience gonna run its course. And I'm forced to be a tyrant.
A tyrant.
For me and tyrant coming through your environment. Iron mask, nigga, iron gas. Nigga, I am back with the team, no iron that. ROC, y'all not iron that. Y'all don't see clearly cause the rain ain't gone. The dynasty, no not Ming, but Sean, Dane, Kareem. Nigga, it's the gangster team. Stop your run, one of the reasons that they call us gang green. The other reason we got a gang of green. If there's better at getting cheddar, that remains to be seen. Nigga,
woo!
Can't touch the untouchable, break the unbreakable, shake the unshakable.
It's Hovi, baby.
Can't see the unseeable, reach the unreachable, do the impossible.
It's Hovi, baby.
Can't move the unmovable,
yeah.
Stop the unstoppable. I'm so far ahead of my time, I'm about to start another life. Look behind you, I'm about to pass you twice. Back to the future, gotta slow up for the present, I'm fast. Niggas can't get past my past. How they propose to deal with my perfect present? When I unwrap the gift and the curse in one session. Ain't no living person can test them. Only two resting in heaven could be mentioned in the same breath as them. Seven straight summons, critics might not admit it, but nobody in rap did it quite like I did it. If you did it, I done it before. You get it, I had it. Got mad at it and don't want it no more. And that goes for everything from flipping it wrong. Flipping hard, flipping vocal cords. Don't get it twisted, get it right. Did it different, did it better, did it nice. Did the impossible, then did it twice.
Get it right.
Can't touch the untouchable, break the unbreakable, shake the unshakable.
It's Hovi, baby.
Can't see the unseeable, reach the...
Let's bring them all, ladies and gentlemen. Sundays is my day. Well established, it's known as Ferrari Day. Roof missing background, pumping Marvin Gaye. Stay fly, hopping out on my Harlem ways. Popping shit like nigga, I switch your car every day. We on the corners while we bottle sipping. Everybody puffin' weed while we politicking. Like fuck police, they hop out, we dipping. In the midst of the pumpers while they dial flipping. Nobody wanna go to Rikers dial system. So the trash is where we keep the 40 cows hitting. Double park with my hat, the light blinking. Lifting my chapar, spent half the night drinking. It's like deja vu, spent half my life drinking. And I remember we was flying to the rinking. And after that, skate to the key. And I was worth about an eighth of the key. Nigga 16, make a little cheese. Haul of shit, nigga, won't you take a trip with me, fucker?
We stop the party, we drop the party, we drop the chop, we go. We're flashing, stopping, we're popping shots, we're popping swatting, we go. We stop the party, we drop the party, we drop the chop, we go. We're flashing, stopping, we're popping shots, we're popping swatting, we go.
We split fiends, shows eat the Mitch Green in order to get cream. Max don't talk, Max letting the 15. Cool Houdini blue with the 6 green. Loop routines you do from the FB. Whoops, you see me doing with the Fendi. Oops, you see me move, don't defend me. Don't beat, you might not get your hand back. About to put a clip in this nigga, better stand back. These you want the Pan Am, Cooper the Amtrak. Regal or the Van Am, smoke from your man back. I'm so rugged, so thuggish. Fuck it. Slugs fly first class, take your Dutch for luggage. It gets more fatal. Hit your beat with the ooze. Watch your frame pop out of the sunroof like a cinnamon bagel.
We stop the party, we drop the battery, we drop the top, and we roll. We work fast and stop, work pop and shot, work pop and swap, and we go. We stop.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, the legendary DJ Scratch, Scratch Vision President. You're now listening to Six Man Radio, adult, contemporary hip hop, and you don't stop.
Bye. Y'all, this is Curtis Blow, and you're listening to the sounds of the Six Man Radio. That's right. The best in adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. Let's go.
I'm so high, you so high. composition out of just a bag of trauma. I'ma reload the vocab, the mansion use the amateurs to play the OJ. You wonder why they lose. I subdued the microphone and left it in submission. They cracked the Philly open, found the talent that was hidden. I kid no man is similar to mental migraine. The master I see enters now in your game. It's been a long time, maybe too long, since your audio produced a real rap song. I walk a man who's counting on a jack up in the plan. He could stand but didn't analyze the whole program. I took my time and found I couldn't wait to explain. The master I see enters now in your game. I'm so high. So high.
I'll be getting money cause the day that I die. I'm so high.
You so high.
I'll be getting money cause the day that I die. I'm so high.
You so high.
I'll be getting money cause the day that I die.
The new and improved, you can't make a move or elude the feud about to be cued. A soloist journey through the mist now found. Assassinate the sound with choke by the pound. Make my own type of home on the phone. MCs reaching for my style of leave alone. My terminology and odyssey known to men. And counteract the sham, more cooler than a thing. With the vision, I cut with precision. So many tried before, but still couldn't get it. Now it's calm, no need to explain. The master I see enters now in your game.
I'm so high,
you so high.
I'll be getting money till the day that I die.
Yeah. It's hot and that grown and sexy. That you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas K. Along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle.
What up, Steve?
What's going on?
Oh, man, chilling. Getting ready for this hurricane.
Yeah, oh shit, yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, man. Hurricanes ain't supposed to happen up here. So, you know, that's first of all. You know, it's getting real close to that December 2012 end of the Mayan bullshit that they was talking about, you know. Mm-hmm. Could that be attributed to, do you think?
I don't know. It could be a start. Who knows? I don't know. It's all what you believe.
Yeah.
You know, but I know it's coming.
You know what I believe, though?
What you believe?
I believe that we have a great show tonight. I believe that.
I believe you are right. I believe you are so correct on that.
I believe that. Yo, tonight we got Sadat X, a brand newbie, in the building tonight. You know, very, very, very big right there. You know, shout out to Dot. We also got Elder Sensei. Artifacts. Yeah, in the building. So, you know, he gonna drop out a little bit later.
Yep, big show.
Getting up. What's good, Nate? What's good?
Yep.
How was the week?
The week was cool. You know, last week I was in Vegas. I wish I could say I was really chilling hard, but, you know, I was doing my thing in Vegas representing blasting advertising.
Yeah.
At this award show called Ad Color. That's right. It was called Ad Color.
Yeah, that's what's up.
It was dope. It was like, you know, celebrating blacks in advertising, and they had like a music section there. They had music and branding, like David Banner and DJ Irie. Soledad O'Brien and all these types of
people. Wait. Banner performed? He was performing?
Nah. He was on this panel. He was just part of the event.
All right.
Yeah, try to get at him, but he had a pit bull of a manager.
Right? Yeah.
Standing boy. She was on her job. Shout out to her.
Yeah,
it was dope. It was dope. But yeah. Oh, I just found out some crazy news. I just saw it online. The group of Black, a member from Black, Natina Reed, has just been reported killed on a hit and run accident in Atlanta. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, she was only 32, and I can't believe it. Like, it's a hit and run. You know what I mean?
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
so.
Crazy. Rest in peace to her. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's sad. Yeah. We send our condolences to their families from the Natina Reed of the group Black, you know? So,
yeah, man.
Yeah, it's been a crazy week, but other than that, I'm back.
You know,
yeah. Hopefully the storm ain't
going to
be crazy.
And you know what? We're glad to have you back.
Thank you so much.
Glad to have you back.
How you doing, Steve? You know,
how'd
it go?
Yeah, it went well. It definitely went well. Shout out to Princess Jazzy. She held it down last week. You know.
That's dope.
Yeah, it was definitely a good show. Shout out to Tammy and Black over at PD Radio. They just did phenomenal. All the Nicole's at the end, numbers, man.
Nice.
You know, this following week. So, you know, shout out to them. Make sure y'all check them out, PD Radio. They come on Tuesday at, I believe it's 8 o'clock. You know, check them out, man. Check them out. That's
right.
Definitely, though. So, also check out everything else we got. Master MC of My Report, he's on Friday night. We got Cobra with Woodshop Radio, she's Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
We got Jasmine, the single mother. We got her on Wednesday night, you know, and we got the one and only incomparable Nadine Michelle every other Sunday.
Yes, we do. Come on
Bodega.
Tomorrow.
That's right. Bodega Fresh.
Right, that's right. doing it up.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Six Man Radio is doing that thing. We're just killing it, you know. We ain't trying. We are.
And we shall
proceed.
Pretty much. So, you know what we're going to do, though? We're going to start setting up for Sadat. Get to a couple things, to open the doors and pay the way. Y'all want to give a shout out to my nigga Timmy Guns too, man.
Hi.
My nigga Timmy Guns from Dayton, Ohio, out there in the building, the Union. You already know UNB. Shout out to him. Shout out to my nigga Go Boy Lavish. You know. Shout out to XL the Kid. You know, it's crazy. It's going down, man. So let's get into these records. Pay the way for my nigga Sadat X in the middle.
No doubt.
He should be on the check-in show. Sick man, feel y'all. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Nine tracks. Brand new man in effect. For your motherfucking head, not giving a fuck. You like to take the left, get your face fed. After I'm done, you rather suck on pencil. Here comes the coroner with chalk for the stencils of your body as I walk over the shit and sit out of home. No brother talk shit and came back. It's why I had to fit a full metal jacket. Kill his cap once, cause I notice all it takes. Watch the motherfucker fall and his body catch the shake. Just before he die, I'ma look him in his eye. Ask the nigga how he figure he was big enough to try. The motherfucking G to the O to the D. I told you a couple times that the guards must be crazy, but you didn't listen. So now you're on a mission to get an autopsy. A raw CEO, you can't stop me. Now tell me, is there anybody else before I put my AK back on the shelf? Cause I put in work like John Core. Niggas talk shit and get jerked and robbed for. They like by a knife or a gun. So when you see me coming, nigga, run.
See, I have to listen. Motherfuckers. See, I have to listen. Diluvian rain had fallen. I didn't say nothing cause these kids caught my goat. Even pulled my goat like a murder that they wrote. So this kid with my swagger now plays the cloak and dagger. So I got to show most of my Sherlock that I am. I could rock the jam, make the world drop ham. Oh yes, I'm the madman and bad men we're back. And if it comes to dropping bombs, yo, I'm with that. So I can freak the fly, flow, fuck up a faggot. Don't understand the ways, and I ain't down with gay. You wanna adopt the style that was made from my mom and my dad when I was young. I used to run with a notepad. Things I knew and somehow I knew that I was mad to the bone. Black prodigy since the age of 20. I could write a rhyme, rip it up and write the next one right on the spot. Saw my name with a dot, diamond D through E for smooth shit, Bronx crowd roar. Look up your whack, damn, everybody hit the floor. Okay, it's you, Slim, the hard rock. You must be holing, but some shit in his chest. Now his whole body's swollen. Why did I have to do it? He asked for it. His man saw it, so it don't mean shit to me. He's gone. That's how it's supposed to be. Check it out now. I ain't going out, man. That short shit is dead. Have you heard what I said? If not, ask the threat. He got a cannon that's bad. Similar to the one that I got from my old dad.
Post him up to get beat down. Yep, nothing but a few. Post him up to get beat.
I might dick in your ass quick fast like my name was Flash when a nigga try and rob me for my cash. You thought you had a big nice pick, but you didn't answer the pick that I might be sick. Now who's the chick? Cause I'm not a hump.
No, 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 no.
I always do the fucking if I have to do the fucking. I leave my neck sucking. Your wreck, see you look. Brand new being yo, you gotta respect them. Dissect them, yo, our word is ball the dog. Doom or what, and do the puma strut. Step the fuck off before I punch you in your face with the motherfucking face. Then you're gonna taste blood in your mouth. It's gonna bust out to the ground. And you're gonna know I don't fuck around. So if you pick your hat too soft, you jack, we're gonna have to off you with a few cracks to the jaw. Then you won't pop that shit no more. Explain it to your friends while you're laying on the floor. Did you want some more? I didn't think so. Just got whipped like a faggot in the clink. So I suggest you take your bloody mess and find a piece of wire. Fix your broken jaw, then it's time to retire. Lord Jamal will live long. Cause I give strong blows to the heads of my foes. Watch how I slide at you, check the speed, not, he's not. And hell will be your home, Lord Jamal's the doc. Let me swell your dome.
Slow down. Slow down. D-Block, flip,
selector. Give them your version, no sin.
Hey, baby, your hips is getting big. Now you're getting thin, you don't care about your weight. Now, Wooly Wooly got a pair of my sneakers. Wonder where he got them, because I hit him behind my speakers. Hey, baby, your hips are getting big. Now you're getting thin, you don't care about your weight. Now, Wooly Wooly got a pair of my sneakers. Wonder where he got them, because I hit him behind my speakers. The optic of your reflection is the T-top connection. What makes it clear you love to smoke the wool?
Here we go.
The trackman, the trackman, they come up to my door. I don't smoke some, so what they knocking for?
Yeah.
Kids love to feel on your threads, got to steal on your street. Time is limited to days. For your crack cards, you're getting only A&C for comebacks. Yeah.
see just like an English muffin. Don't worry about a thing because the food was never bluffing. I get headaches from the watch, so then I take a buffin and I'm act. I wait until the opportune time and then I attack. But should I act? Spending for sinning is a sinner, so I guess I'm not a sinner. Beginners for beginners, so I guess I'm no beginner. This is how I spark it. There's money in my pocket. When it comes to having pressure, I get hard as a rocket. MC Grand Food coming through all the residue. The songs remain classic, dating back to the Babaloo. My boys, I call them pop. The phone's out of them jocking. I can think of many episodes of Sprung and Linkin Park. No, I'm not a phony, and I got a tenderoni. Left the way she is, not too fat, not too bony. Don't drink, drink, I won't sink like a tanker. Knock the boots off a certain Casablanca, and I thank her. Some rap for sink, like Engelbert Humperdinck. Better yet, Dick Cavett. I got a bad habit, similar to the girl. Well, she's got a habit. I think with the brain, and I wish behind a zipper. I'm living kind of good, similar to Jack Tripper. A landlord named Roper did a show at the Copa. When I'm finished with this, I'll be paid like Oprah. So if honey wants to act fly, I'll just play like Guy and I'm stick out your thumb and hit, cause you've been cut off like a light switch. See, I'm programmed to slam with the summer, spring, or fall. Before I do a show, I get some kicks out the mall. Then I get my gear and I give Trevor a call, cause he works in the barbershop right behind the mall. Other rappers try to rhyme me, but you know they got dead. To put it blunt, honey, I smoke the kids. So book is back off, break north, pick up the regulator. Brush it at the time.
One for all, red Nubian.
My suitcase is packed and I'm going on a trip to Micadelphia. I go myself and still be slamming. The school bell is ringing and I call somebody cramming for the test. Oh yes, my study guy was thick. I cut you with my verbal, didn't hurt you, just a nick off your face. Don't play pronto, watch me and I'll blossom like a rose. And get some new clothes and a fresh face from Raw. Jump on the phone and dial the now room. I'm the come one, come all. We about to get hectic. If my crew don't get in, then the X makes the X to the rear. I'm out of here, don't front on my brothers. I take care of them before I take care of others. The wood bats is zoomed in the 90s, it's aluminum. Stuck to the stage with a mic and I'm doing them something awful. I'm a citizen and I'm lawful. I go to hunting a fall, ripped up a leaseman's ball. I got the power to make a car stop. I get some drink from Glackens, and when the crowd slackens, I start drinking. And then I start thinking about days in the past when Derek X was last, but now I'm on the top damn news travels fast, cause I'm like that. They can't see this, read my book, it contains many pieces of verses. I took the time to delete all the curses, so moms reach deep in your purses and buy me, take me home and try me and do me well.
You are now listening to Six Man Radio. You are now listening
to Six Man Radio.
The home of adult contemporary hip hop
and R&B.
Six Man
Radio.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad City, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. Nay, Goody.
What's going on, Seed? You know I can't call it. I know what's really going down is our guest that's on the line. Won't you go tell the people who it is? Because, you know, I'm a little too excited.
Wait, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, one third of one of the greatest hip hop groups ever. You heard? Ever. Ladies and gentlemen, Sadat X. Peace, brother. Yeah, yeah. How are you?
I'm great, man. It's good to be here, man. Good to be alive, man. I'm here.
Yeah, man. Yeah, look, we appreciate having you on the show. And it's an honor. It's definitely an honor.
Definitely.
To have you on the show, brother. Now, I want to take it back because I remember being in high school, and when Brand Nubian first came out, I was in the first thing I saw, real talk, was the Wake Up video.
Okay.
And I remember being in high school, and I was in Ohio, you know, I was out in the Midwest. I was living with my pops at the time. And all right. I couldn't really hear what the East Coast what was doing. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't hear it on the radio. I didn't have 107.5 or 987. You know what I'm saying? So Rap City and Yo MTV Raps was what it was. And Sam, when I saw it, it was incredible. It was incredible that y'all even took it there. At that time, when what I mean by take it there is the conscious awareness in the material. You know what I'm saying? It was totally different. We had it before, but it was totally different. What was going on at that time, man? Like, your job,
It was basically like through the teaching, man, because you know that, you know, we represent the nation, the gods and earth, the 5% nation, man. And we was only we was only talking about, man, what we had learned in our lessons and what was going on with our culture, man. And, you know, we was only speaking the truth, man. That was what we pride ourselves on. And a lot of people, when we came out, they didn't understand that. They thought we hated white people. And it's no, we didn't hate white people. We had to get with our brothers first, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of our brothers, man, you know, was mentally dead, man. And we was just trying to awake them and trying to further them with the culture that we learned, that the knowledge that we had.
Right. And to keep it real with you, then with hearing y'all is what made me even go get lessons. Like for real, like I went to my to the OGs I knew in the hood and they gave me the lessons and I actually studied when I was young, man, 1990.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. It was nuts, and it was 'cause of y'all. You know what I mean? That I even took interest in it. That I even wanted to take a look at that. So, you know, shout to y'all, man. Shout to y'all. For
that
doing
video
that.
Was banned, right, by MTV.
Indeed, yeah, it was banned because we had to do a re-edit of it. But at first, we had somebody, an actor that was playing the devil. He was painted up with white face and had like horns and everything. And you know, at first, it snuck by MTV, and I guess somebody pulled their coat to it, and you know, they quickly made us take that down, and they did a revision on it.
Wow,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
That's what they did then. No
that's
question.
What they did. Right. And that version I read, I'm not sure if it was that version or a different version, but it was directed by Fab Five Freddy, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely, yeah. It was directed by Fab. We did it right uptown in Harlem at the law school right there. And, yeah, he definitely directed that.
That's just dope. That's hip-hop to the core. Hip-hop to the core.
No question.
Now, as a fan of hip hop, one thing that fucks me up all the time is when groups break up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's always the great ones too. It's always the great group.
Mm-hmm.
What was it that happened? Was it a problem with Pooh Bah at that time? Because y'all actually went on. Y'all let it be known that it wasn't just the Pooh Bah show. You know what I mean? Because even after y'all came with the Punks Jump Up to Get Beat Down and so on and so forth, Thank God We Trust album. You feel me? So what was it an issue there?
Well, not really. Well, what it was, so you got to understand, at first, like, Pooh Bah had previously been in a group called Masters of Ceremony.
Right.
And, you know, that was up in New Rochelle, so he was in that group. And what it was is me and Jamal, we both lived in New Rochelle. Jamal had his own crew with his own peoples. I had my own crew with my own peoples. And what would happen is we would go to the studio, and Pooh Bah might produce 4 hours with me and do 4 hours with Jamal. And in doing that, you know, we was trying to make some moves or what have you. But one day we went to the studio, and I believe it was Jazzy J who made a beat, and he put us on that. Now, we rhymed on that one song. We did like two or three songs, actually. And then Pooh Bah took it downtown. You know, he already had some inroads into the rap and things, so he took the package downtown. And within about 4 or 5 months, we had a deal. So it wasn't like we was a group for a long time, like one of them groups that come up when they was practicing in the basement and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't
that.
It was like, you know, we all was basically separate entities coming into that. You know, we came out with Brand New Men, and it was good. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, we was being three individualists and three, you know, I guess coming from your own situation, you know, we broke apart. But, you know, people don't realize, like, we've been doing shows as brand new being together for, like, the last 15 years. So it's like,
yeah,
you know, we still do shows daily. We'd be in Brooklyn Saturday at Restoration, you know, so, you know, it's amazing when people be like, when y'all going to get back together? I'd be like, well, damn, we've been back together, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You put out stuff. So, you know, that's basically what it was.
Those are people that don't really follow, like, you know, well, yeah, I can't say they don't follow hip-hop. They just got caught up in life or they started a family walked away from it. But, you know, when somebody says that, I'm always looking at them like, you really are not listening to hip-hop, are you?
Exactly.
Because Sadat X is still doing things. Like, somebody asked me about De La Soul, like, oh, when's the last time they dropped something? The Grind Date, hello?
Exactly.
Is anybody listening out there, you know?
And so, then I also tell people that, man, De La Soul probably, if you go through their calendar for the month of September, they probably got about 10 to 15 shows.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like they're lacking for shows either.
Right. Consistently touring all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As brand new being. And not just that, but also I know you as an artist are still putting out music, still, you know, getting in. You had the Three Kings with Evertan, with Jerobi and Drez, dope video and everything. So I love that part. I love the fact that, you know, you're still out there. And as you well know, your voice is one of the most recognizable voices in hip-hop. Like, you know, Sadat X, killing it. It's the voice is like, there's no denying it. You can't confuse it with anyone else. It's, people tell you that, right? Like,
no doubt. And it's like, you know, speaking of that, like, I just mastered. I got a new album that I just mastered yesterday. It'll be out December 4th, and that's called Love Hella, right? Like, I got a bunch of people on there, different producers. My man Will Tell did some stuff. Showbiz did some stuff. You know, Spinner did a joint for me. I got features from Cairo Monch.
Yeah.
I got a Drez on there. I got a Rock Marcy. So, you know, I got a Smith & Wesson. So I got some stuff coming.
Wow, that is dope,
man.
You know,
and it's crazy because you stay working. Because we, matter of fact, we just had Elder Sensei on. And
we got an album, definitely.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah. Word up. And you stay working. It's crazy. What happened?
Yeah, I think like I stay working, man, basically because, man, yo, first of all, it pays the bills, and second of all, it just keeps you sharp. And I still love it. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of time when dudes are, you know, as through the years, man, sometimes they get disenfranchised with it and they lose the love for it. But, you know, they feel maybe they got shortchanged somehow or this and that. But if you don't understand that, like myself, you got to make your own lane, man. You got to figure it out. If you want to be in it, man, you can't be in it from the sidelines. You got to be in the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're very bitter and angry.
Yeah, bitter.
Like,
and it's like, And it's like when you look at it, man, this game don't owe you nothing, man. I mean,
all
right, granted, these kids is getting that money now, but they was born now. If you want to blame somebody, blame your mother and father for having you 20 years too soon. You know what I'm saying? You can't get mad at time changing. I mean, you can get mad at some of the things that's going on and maybe you feel a certain way about it, but time changes, technology changes, and things progress. And if you don't progress with it, you get left behind.
You got to evolve. And speaking of evolving, I must ask you this. Are you still doing True Wine Connoisseurs?
Oh, yeah. Me and my man Will Tell, man, we started right there. See, you know about the basement. We started right there in the basement. You know what I'm saying? And it started as a gag, man. And actually, you know, we took it, what Will one day, you know, he's a technology wizard, and he started filming it one day, and I just threw it up on the line, and different people called and they hit back and commented on it, and we took it where now actually it grew so much that, you know, wine companies send us wine, and we've done a couple of episodes on location, and we get
Isn't
ready
that
to start
crazy?
The new season. We got an album just for the wine show.
And what season is this? This is like what, the fourth or fifth season?
Yeah, this is gonna be like the fourth season coming up.
That's just crazy.
Yo, but Sadat, not only that, it was the Kung Fu shit, too, that you were.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't.
Definitely
fair, don't.
Kung Fu. Yeah, that was a good man, something with Jean Grey and Mr. Lin and all them dudes and Sia. That was a good time.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun doing that, man.
Yo, I ain't go front.
I just recently got put, a couple years ago, got put onto it. One of my men, he was
okay.
like, yo, he was on YouTube. He was like, yo, fam, you got to see this. So I'm looking at it. I said, wow. For those of y'all that don't know Kung Fu, it's the old Kung Fu movie, mm-hmm. right? You distinct the old, like the Chinese Connection Kung Fu movie,
yeah.
right? But they're overdubbed with hip-hop niggas, though.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
and they change the scripts up, they change the stories up. Like FB Funky Bottoms, come on, come on.
Yeah, man.
I thought the concept was
yeah.
way overdue.
Word up,
yeah, man,
FB.
Fun with that.
Man.
Oh man,
I mean,
classic.
Definitely, if you guys don't have it out there, it's on Amazon. Get it and put it in your hip hop collection, because.
Yeah,
it is a must-have. It is a must-have.
You got to own it. Yo,
yeah.
Funky Bottoms is the funniest. I swear, man. Yo, y'all got don't take my word for it. Get it, man.
Check that out.
Word up. And other than that, we know you got that you doing. You still got the music rocking. Well, as far as performing, how important do you think performing is? Now, I know from day one, the shows are crazy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Come from an era where it's important to actually put something into the show. Today, you don't really see that too much nowadays, you know. So
yeah, that's one of the few pet peeves I have about some of the guys that's coming up, man. I mean, I'm willing to adapt some of the new rhymes and some of the music that they do, but some of the times when I see some of the stage performances, man, it's kind of disappointing because, you know, I came from a time when, you know, it wasn't this social media like that, so you didn't really see these people performing. So when you did get to see them, it was like the going to the Garden or Radio City Music Hall, like, mm-hmm. in your mind, you would be imagining, yo, what does the Cold Crush, what do they look like? What are they going to
yeah.
be like when they perform? And then for them
yeah.
to come out and just go through that, man, it was like they was like superstars, man, coming out and just performing and controlling the crowd, man, when you hung on every word, man. And I feel like it's become so easy, I guess, to a lot of these rappers nowadays where, you know, they come on the stage, that some of them are rhyming over the words and
yeah.
you know, and
yeah.
just giving general lazy performances and coming in and doing two or three songs and leaving. I came up in a time, and when you and still do for myself personally, man, when I get on stage, it's me by myself. Like I recently came from Japan, and I'm doing 2 hours by myself. I don't have no backup dudes with me, and I don't want none. You know.
Right.
You know,
right.
that proves it works. That's why I get up every morning and go to the gym and be in shape. So work on my cardio so I can do that. So when I get to song number 8, I'm still good. You understand? A lot of these rappers, they get to song number 2, song number 3, they totally out of shape now. Now the words is
yeah.
going. They just walking around, you know, and it's disappointing sometimes to see that.
Yeah, they about to pass out.
Yeah,
second
man,
song.
Yeah, man.
Out of shape and fat.
You know, but I think that it's coming back around, man. I see a lot of some of these artists, they coming back, they pride themselves on your show. And I tell a lot of the young artists, like, if you got a good show, you'll always work. Because
yeah.
people will always remember that, especially in Europe and places like that. It's dudes over there in Europe that are doing shows that people probably over here never heard of or maybe think to them as a lesser extent, where they go over there and do 3-4 weeks straight of shows. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? A lot of people, they ask me, yo, whatever happened to Cool Keith from Ultramagnetic? But Cool Keith is probably in Europe about 7 to 8 months a year, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying, doing shows
wow.
and living and surviving.
Yeah,
so that's one thing that disappoints me, man. But like I said, I can always speak for myself and my brothers. We just keep ourselves sharp, man. We pride ourselves on that, giving a good show.
Yeah, we appreciate that too. And you know what, Sadat, we know you're busy. We're gonna let you go, fam. We appreciate you calling in, bro. It's definitely an honor having you on the show. You got a home here, Man Radio, at any time.
No doubt.
You already know. And
definitely. And closer and, to the come out time, I'm going to send y'all some music.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At any time. That's a go. That's already a go. But we cannot let you go and get off the hook yet. We ask all our guests the same question.
All right.
Three of them. it's your top three MCs all time, top three groups all time, and top three producers all time.
Okay. Well, for me personally, I would have to say my top three MCs. And I, well, me personally, my taste, you know, I'm gonna say I'm gonna put Big there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put Kool G Rap there.
Mm.
And I'm gonna put KRS-One. Those is my top three.
That's a
now,
strong list.
Yeah. Now, far as groups, I'm gonna say I'm gonna put the Wu there as one of my top groups of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna, as far as group wise, I'm gonna have to put obviously the Tribe up there.
Mm-hmm.
And damn, who would be my third group? But see, for me, man, I'm just a heavy fan, but I'm gonna put EPMD there.
All right.
What I'm saying? Those are my top three. Now, as far as production wise, I might be biased on this, but I'm gonna have to go with my main man Diamond D as one of my top three.
Of course,
you know, being that I've had hands on, I worked with him. I'm gonna go with definitely go with Premier.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna definitely have Premier there. And who would be my third one? Beat makers, man. Shit, man. Let me think. I want to be my top three. I would have to go with Premier, definitely Diamond D, and I'm going to go with Dre. Definitely Dre.
All right.
So that's
going to
be my three.
That'd be crazy. So Dot X on a Dr. Dre beat.
Oh, man.
I'm waiting for it to happen, man. The craziest thing to happen. I finally was able to corral Munch. I got a joint with Munch that I think came out super, man. That's gonna be like I'm really ready to drop it now, but I'm gonna let it marinate for a minute. No question.
All right. Well, thank you, brother, once again for calling in on behalf of Six Band Radio. And don't hang up because we want to get a drop. All right.
No problem.
All right. Yes, sir. Six Band Radio will be right back. Yeah.
Hey, yo, what's the deal, y'all? It's your man, Crazy Drazy, you know what I'm saying? Diggity Dots Effects. And, yo, right about now, I'm holding it down with my peeps, man. Six Man Radio, you know what I'm saying? The home of adult contemporary hip-hop. You already know that's that real hip-hop. Bang! Yo, Six Man, let's do that. Throw that joint on, man. Let's do it. Let's show them how we do. Crazy Drazy!
Get down, this ain't no lie, but I ain't never fucked with a Menage squad. It's free like the stripes on the eye. Getting live like we at the Mardi Gras. Getting live like we at the Mardi Gras. Three is the magic number, ask my partner. I be serving that ass like a bartender. I'm on it, you want it, you ain't watching ya. I'm on it, you want it, you ain't watching ya. I'm on it.
See, these things get so. I'm caught up in your game, I'm kinda tango. Maybe it's the way that you sit on the down low. Saying things to me the one and three would only know. I wanna tell you though that these things seem to me. Situations get you from point A to B. I certainly put a counsel on our mistakes. I got a mission of two girls on a high beach. Everything's reaching, ain't nobody stopping me. They just relax because they know I got a plan for each. Yeah, they relax, know I got a plan for each. You know I got a plan for each.
Thought you knew by 10 was polygamous. Which one of you queens is coming to get with this? Already got one hole in my arm in this. But I need a couple to add to my list. Take a position in my world of compassion, satisfaction, ecstasy.
Right now, kid, I got some business in my pocket. Okay, for me, check. Back to the ass, my goal. Vietnam under the same name, Tame One, the bad one, ink flow master bastard with the magnum. I tags up quick and then I steps to the exit when it's time to get sested or flex on some fresh shit, some whack crook. So my black book, I know who took it. I know it's so tagged because the fag writes his name crooked. The ink I use might stink, but you gotta think I got my prop pops because my tags don't shrink. I'm tagging and bagging bitches because my name is famous in the street, because they know my name's from cruising in the cheeks. So yo, grab a can and put your man up and stand up for the fresh, never stale niggas off the third rail. See, dark and black like the magnum on my back. It's that artifact sat from the wrong side of the track. Tagging every trip, I catch the path, take a trip to the train yard to think back when I used to write that shit that used to hit. Had all the mad color tips, breaking with my thing, I used to spin the back. I never thought I'd spin the wax with tracks to make your hands clap. I could have went the other way, but no how. I got my dap on the map with the big that took a spray cap. Niggas used to doubt my class, but now I turn them out. They shout my shit about town like they want to be down. Avoid the crowds that want to stab me in the back. Enough of that, watch the third rail track, because I don't want to get zapped. To burn to show my name, no shame. Don't wanna put the blame down on my naked tame. Brothers don't wanna see me grow to get my cash flow. I have the remorse to check me out in the store.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that groaning, sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. Yo, Nate, man, on the line right now, we got a special guest. It's one half of, yeah, word up, it's one half of one of my favorite groups, hip-hop all time, The Artifacts. Ladies and gentlemen, Elder Sensei, what's good, brother?
What's good, people? What's going on?
Chilling, man. Chilling. Word up. It's an honor, bro. Thanks for coming on, man.
Nah, it's my pleasure, brother. You know how we go back. You know, I would like to tell everybody he one of my favorite MCs too. And we still got work to do. You know, and just right now, I'm gonna say this right now. You know, just the voice alone on Wax. And it's weird when you meet people or when you, like, get to hear people on the phone and when you hear their rhyme voice, everybody always say the same thing to me, like, yo, your voice don't sound the same when you're talking to me. When I hear this shit on vinyl and record, it's like crazy. I said, you know, but yours fit in, on phone and on wax, so.
Yeah. Good looking, my nigga. Good looking. That's much appreciated, y'all. Yo, real talk, though. I wanna take it back with you, though, because On some real shit, man. I first got hit to you and Tame from KCR, Stretch and Bob. You know what I'm saying, fam? I remember being in high school and Thursday nights, man. For all y'all that don't know, WKCR, what was it? 89.1, 88.1, one of them, right?
89.9.
I'm like, 89.9.
Then we started calling 89 Tech 9.
Yeah, Tech 89 Tech 9. That's what it was, yep. So Thursday nights, man, was crazy because they used to come on late as hell, like 1 in the morning.
Like 1 in the morning to like 5 in the morning.
Word up. But they had everything. Like, they played everything that was real at that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the one-stop shop for all the dope shit.
It was music that was coming out, so it was normal, you know what I'm saying, for the time that it was happening, because, you know, people got to understand a lot of these groups that was coming out, you know, us and, you know, Fat Joe, I don't care if it was Lords of the Underground, Boot Camp, no, it was major labels putting out rappers like us at one time or another.
Yeah.
You know,
people
don't understand that.
Yeah, it was crazy because I remember, man, I had to be at school the next day early, but I ain't care, my nigga. I'm sitting there with the tape recording, fam, like with bags under my eyes on the train going to school the next day. But I got that tape, though, with niggas over there freestyling.
Yeah,
I got the tape,
though. You know, yeah, we used to jump, I used to go to work after, you know, sitting up at night listening to that shit. And I used to work in the hospital, so I'm working in the X-ray file room, and I'm sitting there like, oh, my God, you know, this shit is like, I'm sitting up here from 7 to 3 or 9 to 5, but
yeah.
I get to listen to what I tape. Sometimes,
yeah.
you know, you go, you try to tape something, you put it on, you put it like 60-minute tape, it's over, because you're going to fall asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
You eventually going to fall asleep.
Done. Yeah, you done. You ain't getting 4 hours out of one tape.
Yeah,
you got to grab
20-minute tape.
Word up. You got to already have like maybe 3 or 4 tapes already on deck with the tissue inside the tops of them ready to go, B.
you couldn't find no blank tape. And when you hear something, because after you done burned through your first one, you're like, damn. So you got to pop one of them joints where you like, damn, I really don't want to tape over this, but.
Yeah. I really don't want to do this, man. Word up. So the first album, Wrong Side of the Tracks. Yo, man, yo. My favorite record was that Come On with the Get Down. Jesus Christ, yo. Y'all, to me, y'all were, how can I explain it? Like the duo, like the chemistry there was so crazy. To me, it was reminiscent of an EPMD. It just was to me, you know. How did y'all meet?
It's funny you say that, because a lot of people, you know, saying that now, like, especially after we done came back together and we did a couple of Rocksteadies out here in Jersey, you know, people out here felt like, you know, you know what, y'all, you guys are like our Jersey EPMD. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Because I know what that means.
True.
That's a lot of, you know, come on, man. Like, for a lot of groups that we have heard through the years, whether it be Dos Effects, Smith & Wesson, Channel Live, so I can go back to a lot of groups. People would be like, "Who the hell is that?" But for everybody that I listen to, I mean, like, far as like duos, you know, you really have to like think about when somebody say that, because EPMD is the only duo that I can remember with a track record like that and still be relevant today, whether it's 2012 or 89 when they first came out. So 88, 87, whatever, you know, it's still Eric Sermon in Paris. So when you talk about me and Tim, you know, I know a lot of times when we came out, people thought we was from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And until they saw the videos and they started seeing New Jersey Transit, North Police, they're like, oh, what's this? I'm like, you know, we used to do shows in New York. And even being on Bob, I think, it kind of like just gave us a voice, you know, coming from Jersey, where a lot of people would think about Jersey back in the day. For me, I would think about Lock Him Shabazz, like Flavor Unit, you know, Poor Righteous Teachers, Tony D, YZ, you know, DJ Cheese. There's a lot of people that came out of here that people don't know about. You know, Chill Rob G, there's a lot of people. So because they're not making records today, you know, I know that when we came out in 94, people couldn't realize, like, yo, you're not from Jersey. I'm like, why? Like, because y'all just don't look, sound, nothing like. I'm like, well, what did you think we said? People.
Yeah.
Then the only thing that they saw on TV was Naughty and Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we Red Man, you know, here we come. You know, I'm poloed out and Sam Grammy, Graffiti Dude. And
right.
A lot of this, especially doing shows in New York, cats would be like, man, they see me and my man Ice, Polo Ice. They like, yo, the nigga's from Brooklyn. He's like, nah, we from Jersey. Get the fuck out of here. Y'all niggas love that polo one. Y'all niggas can't be from Jersey. I'm like, yeah.
Shout out to the low life, by the way.
Exactly. You know, so that's and now it's now because of that. You know, I know a lot of Thurston, Rack, my man Malik Lowe. There's a lot of dudes I met through the last 5 or 6 years, and hung with dudes that, you know, told me stories about how they used to come to Jersey boosting, and how I used to see some of them, certain dudes. But when you incorporate it with the music, they look at you even cooler because they're like, damn, this motherfucker just like me, and he can rock. So it's a plus. But then when you actually, you know, I tell dudes all the time, I'm regular, man. I'm not just, I haven't been through that phase where you get your deal, and you feel a little, you know, chest sticking out, and damn, look what I did, and you that should go to your head a little bit, but then you come to me, I just saw what shit people was acting like. I was like, damn, y'all bugging.
Yeah.
You know, dudes I knew that, you know, chicks I knew that wasn't even trying to, you know, fuck with the dude. Cats that I knew that wasn't even thinking about me and saying rhyming with them. But today, even still today, because of this Facebook and this internet, because this shit is still popping,
mm-hmm.
I love it now. I love it now because these little cats get to see, you know, what we was doing not so long ago. Because I hate when people be like, you know, back underground, like, yo, it's just hip hop, man. It's like, damn, it was only 94, 95. Last album I put out was like 97. So it ain't like we talking about another days. We talking about, you know, when the internet came through.
Yeah, it ain't Motown, really started, nigga.
Really started popping.
How did you and Tame One meet? Were you both graffiti artists, and that was your connection? How did that happen?
Well, it's funny. We know like the same people in the hood. We like my man Polo Ice. Like he grew up in the hood around Tame and certain, like say in Newark. And when he moved up here, you know, he started seeing me as far as like East Orange, Newark. And we just started hanging out, and he knew, like, we all was in the same circle, but just didn't know each other. My man Jay Byrne, he went to school with me in high school, and he used to hang with Tame. I didn't know. So Jay was taking me over to my man Rhino Crib, Rhino CMZ. He was, like, the producer. We had, like, a little juice crew, and he was, like, the producer of all of us, me, Tame, Jay Byrne, my man Mellow Max, Rasta Rob. We used to just go over to Dude's house, and it was, like, our headquarters. Jay took me over there. He was like, yo, I'm looking on the wall. I see all these tags. Tame, then they playing me songs. I'm like, yo, that's the dude that be writing on his doing pieces with y'all. He's like, yeah. I said, oh, man. I said, I didn't know this motherfucker's a rap. So I'm geeking, and I'm doing my moves there, you know, and he come into the studio, and they telling him, like, yo, didn't know that dude L be fucking Ice. He came over here and did a couple of songs. So he started hearing my stuff. We just never, at the same time, meeting up at Lionel Crib. So one day I happened to come there. We in there chilling, we talking. I meet him, and instantly we just started. He hooked up some substitution drums and some other shit. We started writing, and we did a song right there that one day. Then we just started kept coming back, started doing more songs, and we just started getting a little contest in the hood. And built up a name, and Naughty was in the area doing shows, so we was always in competition with them, and, you know, Do It All would be in shows with us too. So once we started seeing all these people coming out, then we, you know, it was like crazy. Like Naughty came out, I used to call him from work and see this Naughty by Nature. I'm like, what is this? I said, that's Vinny, that's Trent. I'm like, oh my God, okay. Then Red came out, then Lord came out, then everybody looking at us, oh, what y'all gonna do? And that shit was crazy. It was crazy because just to know that all this was happening around you, you had this. You're like, all right, team, we got to do something. Then we got the invitation to go up to Stretching Them, and 10 minutes and some 50 seconds later, we up there until 1 o'clock and 5 in the morning, like you said, listening to, you know, that was our dream at the time. We was like, shit, we listened to that every week. We even did the call-ins. When, you know, team did one week, and then I did, like, 2 or 3 weeks later, I did one. So Bob was just like, yo, just come up. And my man had a little Chevette. We took his shit, went to pick up Bob and Stretching, that little ass car, drove him uptown, and they just was like, all right, these some cool dudes, y'all from Jersey, wow, okay. But not knowing, Stretch worked at Big B, and Reef, Rob Tulo, he was friends with them, and he was working at Big B with Stretch. And Bob was working at Def Jam. So everything just started connecting, and then next thing you know, we had to deal with Atlantic. And on the side of the track came and come on to get down. And we're here now, it's 2012. I'm talking to y'all.
Yeah, it's crazy because a lot of people, you know, I want to go back to the Stretch and Bob thing because a lot of people don't even really realize how much of a staple that was. Like, you know, Nas. You know, Nas was like when he was
there.
Really first starting. Yeah, when
old,
he was
old Dirty Bastard. All the whole damn Wu-Tang just started that Stretch and Bob.
Word up.
Even Big.
Big, too. Yeah. Big, too. Everybody. And it was so crazy.
They wanted to come up there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it was such an honor. Like, I even,
you know, had the opportunity to go up there and spit before. And to me, that was bigger than being on Kay Slay's show later when I had my deal. When I had signed to Warner. Like, it was, come on, man. Like, that was bigger than the Hot 97 thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you had to go up in there with bars. You couldn't go up in there. Not only because it wasn't a thing of, like, because you had to spit for Stretch and Bob. You just knew that all your boys, everybody in New York, was listening to you. Because you told them you're going up there, so motherfuckers that don't even know you was listening to you, too. And they're taping you. Because they ain't going to stop the tape. When you get on, they go, all right, who this dude? And that's when you had a chance to spit, because Kathy was like, they knew somebody knew every week was going to come up there.
Mm-hmm.
So once the industry dudes started coming up there, that's when it started changing.
Because
they knew they had to come up there. They had to come up there with bars, too. Because we sitting there like, You know, KCR was kind of established. You know, they was getting awards for independent radio shows of the year and stuff like that. So it was like almost like they was in competition with the Wake Up Show. So, but it was our East Coast version. So, you know, for Stretch and Bob, you know, then for them to go from there to get on Hot 97, that was a big thing. But it, of course, it changed. But, you know, Hot 97 couldn't handle all that. Yeah, I'm going to hip hop on a Sunday at that.
Well, yeah, man. It's funny because when you was talking about earlier, you was talking about the kids and them listening to hip hop and shit. I just want to get your take on how the game is now, because for me, how I feel like the youth don't respect shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they not really respect. Whereas when we was coming up, you know, we was knuckleheads, we was hard headed, but we was not disrespecting Cool Herc. We was not disrespecting the Curtis Blows and the Run DMC.
Yeah.
We was not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Now, I had an argument with a nigga on Twitter today. A nigga said, 2 Chainz got the... He said, 2 Chainz got the hardest lyrics out. No, he said he's the hardest nigga out, period. So I retweeted it and I said, yo, long as Jada, Black Thought, even Ross, and these niggas are spitting, there's no way in the world 2 Chainz has the hardest bars out.
Exactly.
So he got offended. He was like, yo, these are facts, yo, old fucking ass, you old as hell, these are facts, that's just an opinion, blah, blah, blah. It got to the point, homie threatened my life, it got so crazy, yo, it was crazy.
Now, I'm going to tell you with the whole definition of all that shit you just told me, and what the last part you told me. What you got to realize today, these niggas is corny.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're corny as hell. They not dudes, first of all, to me. When you look at videos from the times, you know, swear to God, go home. If you got any tapes of videos that you tape ever, look at that tape and look at them videos. And you look at the way we was looking back then, everybody looked like a man, like a dude, like you was hard. Like, not even saying it was hard, but when you look at how we was dressing, the way we looked, the faces we would make, the way we would move, these dudes is corny today to a point where they don't even realize they soft on the level of, not saying like as a man tendency or anything, but just as like just the whole way y'all fucking look at shit is not like on a hard level of standard man wise. Like, say, like on some gridiron I'm looking at on some football shit. Like football, I can compare from football American style to soccer in Europe. I have arguments with these dudes. I'm like, y'all not. Y'all be faking, y'all getting hurt, and y'all ain't tough and shit. Like, y'all got to, you know, we in the damn at the line battling it out. But when it comes to the music like that, these guys don't understand what it is to compete. When you, it's like, it's really like, yo, we were putting out records against records, other dudes, Method Man, Red, Biggie. Mm-hmm. We put our first album out, and we to know that the same week you putting your record out, all these other dudes putting your record out, and you got to hope that all these people going to just say because they like you, going to buy your shit. That's, like, not an easy thing to swallow when you know you got all these dudes that you love. And it's like Iverson came in the league when he crossed over Jordan. You trying to do that.
Right.
You're trying to gain, these people respect, too.
Exactly.
Like, to say, like, if, you know, when we was coming up, we was running into all these same people we liked, and they was telling us, I mean, from Cali to everywhere we went, like, y'all love y'all niggas. Blah, 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 Q-Tip. Y'all heard y'all niggas on Bobbito, blah, blah. When he came on Bobbito and Stretch, him and Mask, he was rocking over our song for Flexing with the Tech. I'm sitting there in my room, half asleep,
chick in my room, and she like, yo, I'm half asleep, like, hold up. I'm hearing this nigga rocking. I'm in my bed bugging, like, oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Call chain, 3 o'clock in the morning, like, you hear these niggas rapping those flexes with the track, nigga? I'm like, so for me, these dudes don't understand that, and they never will because they don't have it like we had it. We
right.
kind of spoiled it. We kind of spoiled it what we had back then because everybody was so called nice. Everybody had songs and albums. So you talk about Roots, like all these records that were coming out: Alcoholics, D-Nuts, Organized Confusion. You know, Common. All the you can't when you listen to all that stuff now. People call that golden era because
yeah.
it's never gonna be done like that again. So I don't call it that. I call that shit time capsule rap. Because when you
right.
when you play that shit 30 years from now, and when you compare it to the shit these corny niggas listening to today, the people that's gonna hear that shit gonna be confused. Like, well, why did this sound like this?
Like, what happened here?
Yeah, exactly. Because that's what. But really, it's happening like that now in Europe. Because over there, they really asking every day, like, what happened to y'all, man? Come on. Like, we out here
yeah.
trying to preserve the culture. You know, people over here in America say, oh, yo, when y'all go to Europe, like, do they appreciate it more than you? Like, shut the hell up with that shit. You know what? They don't appreciate that shit, nigga. They love that shit.
They love it.
They love it because they learned the lifestyle and culture that they can't get from
exactly.
to be here. So when the only way they're going to come here is on their vacation if they save a lot of their money. And they come out here and just say they went to Brooklyn and bought records and went to the location where Fat Beats used to be at and points where they used to be there. You ain't going to never experience that shit. But just to know that they over there with the characteristics that we had grew up with all through the years that we've lost. And they looking at us like, damn, yo, y'all got to come over here and rock out with us because motherfuckers over in your town don't even want to mess with you. I'm like, damn, it's
yeah.
true, but it's fucked
ain't that
up.
Some shit? Ain't that some shit?
Fucked up.
And the
it's
thing
true.
About it is I think that we're lucky, too, because we grew up with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's part of who we are. And from
yeah,
the
yeah.
beginning, we grew up with it. And they didn't have that opportunity. So they
mm-hmm.
can't go back to the late 70s. Early 80s because they just didn't grow up with it. So we saw it grow. We saw it from the beginning and to where it is now. So, of course, we're really disappointed by the way things look now because, you know, corporate America's put their hands in it. They've replicated it. They've turned it in all kinds of ways. So the young youth have no idea. And it's just like Craig G said, it seems hip-hop is the only genre that wants to erase its history for some pathetic reason. And people
yeah.
are
oh, yeah,
allowing
I said that
it.
I said that a minute ago. Like, people don't realize that Rolling Stones still do tours and shit for a reason. Like,
big
people
tour.
Don't look at them. They don't
and
look at them.
Arenas.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? They putting young dudes on tour with them, and it's supposed to be the opposite. But
yeah.
you know,
Al,
because
the real shit though is the perfect segue. Like that's the whole point of what we're trying to do with the show. It's an adult contemporary hip hop. Situation that we want to get a separate genre. We feel like the only way it's going to happen is by making noise and providing outlets like this where people can find out where you guys are touring at, what when your albums are dropping, what's going on. Because you know, and hopefully we can get maybe a Grammy category going where it's the best adult contemporary hip hop album, best contemporary
yeah.
hip hop artist, so that y'all not competing with 2 Chainz. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we grew up hip hop
big.
Yeah,
it's too confusing for they do it. But I'll say this though too, for what it's worth, and I tell a lot of people this, and they kind of bug out off it too. Like for the internet, for people like me and you, I always tell people we should be blessed because if we had this back in the day when we came out, it would be so much easier for us because, you know, number one, you ain't got your hands tied to some label that's telling you not to do it, and you're not waiting
right.
to see if the promotion, the publicity department going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But for today, you know, it's so much freedom to do anything you want to do, but depending on what your situation is, if you got your label, if you got a label for yourself, a digital deal, you know, physical, and now there's the vinyl coming back. With the 7-inch vinyl, like 45, you got DJs doing 45 set parties and stuff like that.
Yep.
So when they see a new 7-inch vinyl, they're not thinking like, wow, you know, a lot of time when you tell dudes like, yo, I got 45 or 7-inch, they're like, what? They think like in your mother's basement, like old records, they don't play no more 45s. You got to put the damn thing in the middle to play it on a regular record player. So they like, you know, word, you got 7-inch. So when they see it, and it's like, you know, now it's compact. You don't have to do so much, say, press up a damn 12-inch where you know it's hard to, you know, pass those out. But now you got these DJs that's like, people really are like, when you look at the technology, that they're making everything smaller. From the phones to now these damn, they got an MPC they just put out where it's smaller, but it do everything that the big one do. And niggas is looking at that like, oh, I'm going to cop that. So now the DJs are saying, all right, we done had the Serratos. We done had the damn CDJs. You know, they missing stuff now. So, and they making shit. You see, they done made a damn cassette thing for your iPod to convert from your cassette to your iPod. I'm like, wow, look at this shit. So your iPod. But then it's like with this vinyl, with the 7-inch game, I'm telling you, B, I'm about to do it. And it's big right now. There's a couple of labels that's competing to do it because they see that as a market for it. But it was always a market for it. It's just that we got to know where to get it, who to get it to. These internet online stores is where it's at. And when you can get people to invest in you, where these labels are saying, yo, it's still really, see, it's really about still putting out good music. Because you only, I'm always told this. I was told this to my man at the label. You're only as good as your last record. You're only as good as your last play. Like a quarterback, you're as good as your last interception until you make a mother damn touchdown. So we always going to be judged as that. And that's what's wrong with our culture, because you only as good as your last record. If you ain't put out a record since the 90s or early 2000s, people are like, oh, you ain't made nothing. And they don't know and can't follow what you're doing to understand that you still got a market and people following you, that's where you got to say responsibility on yourself. Like, all right, you know what? I know all these avenues is out there. If you don't know about that shit, then you'd be lost. But then it's where you, who you marketing to. You know, I know these little cats is online and they buying off these online stores. They hit me up for shirts, so I'm knowing where they're coming from. So when I go to do the tours, a lot of these dudes I'll be meeting on Twitter that be asking me about all this stuff. When they get there, they see me at the show, like, yo, I'm such and such on Twitter. I hit you up, yo, give me my shirt. I'm like, see, it works. It really works. Yeah. But people can't be frustrated to think that it's against you. It's all in how you work it. It's back to really how it used to be when you saw Big Daddy Kane single Prism Records, you walking up to the stores and you was handing the DJ the record and handing the dude, if you put this in your store, no different how we used to be in Fabby's, yo, I got a mixtape, put this in, whether it be consignment or you give me some cash now. That's how it is now.
Yeah. So what you got going on now? What can we look forward to? Is there new? There's a new Artifacts album. We got an Elder Sensei solo album coming. What's popping?
I don't even know where to start. All right. Me and Tame working on the album right now. So I just want to put that out there for everybody that's going to be listening to this. We are working on a new record, number two.
All right.
Me and Sadat X working on the album right now. We got 13 joints done. I'll just say, we ain't got too many guests, but we got Freddie Bumpy Knuckles on the joint, and that's crazy. I was just happy to even get him on the song, period. I'm working on me and K-Def, producer from Lords of the Underground, Chief Rock and Funky Child. We did an album in 2007, 2008, but we didn't get it put out. We chilled out for a minute. Now, this situation with the 7-inch vinyl is what's happening with me and him. One company called Slice and Spice Records is putting out the album in a 7-inch series of 7 records, and it's going to be all different color vinyl. It's almost like a take back to blaxploitation sound and music, but it's futuristic. The sample is going to trip you out a little bit, but it's dope. I'm working on an album with my man Duplicuts. It's called the Rogue Agents. The label situation is being worked out right now for myself. We got the website getting built, senseiscrolls.com.
And the album with Bad Seed. And the album.
Okay, hey, man, listen. I told you from that's why in the beginning I started off saying we got work to do.
Yeah, man. Yo, we'll be in touch. You already know, man. We'll definitely be in touch. I'll holler at you. I'll get all your info from Maria and all that. And, you know, we just take it from there.
I got ideas for you already. I'll send you some beats when we get all the information tied together.
Well, I'm down. Let's get it.
But
you know what, though? But before we let you go, we ask all our guests the same question, you know. So get ready. It's your top three MCs of all time, your top three groups of all time, and your top three producers all time. Just like the first ones that come to mind.
I don't want to say the average. Okay, KRS.
All right.
I'm gonna throw this up in the left, but I really feel like that. Pharoah Monch.
Right.
This dude, he still say stuff. I'd be like, what the hell? And rock him.
Okay.
And if I could only choose three, that'll be my three for right now, right off the top of my head. Groups.
Okay.
EPMD, but I right. still a group is a duo. EPMD, Brand Nubian.
Yeah.
And P Rock and CL Smooth.
Yes, sir. All right. Three producers.
All right, bam. Ooh, I mean, it's kind of easy. Preem, Pete, and God, y'all making that shit hard. I got it. I say Dilla and honorable mention, my man Lost Professor.
But good enough for me. Works.
I like
that
it.
Works.
That's
good
a
enough.
Record.
So, that's crazy. He zipped through it, too. He zipped through it. You was probably one of the only ones that zipped through it, too. Word up. But
though?
Al, man, yo, I want to thank you for calling. You know what I'm saying? You already know you always got a home here. Anything you got, you send it to us. We going to spend that shit. You heard? Like, that
no doubt. I'm about to hit you with a flood. I'm about to hit you with a flood
done,
stuff, man. Trust me.
That's done dizzle. That's done dizzle. It's going down. And hold the line, too, because we want to get a drop from you, too. All right?
Okay. No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah,
hey, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to always have an outlet to say what I got to say. Sometimes I talk too much, but if I don't say what I got to say, there ain't nobody going to know nothing.
No, we
that's
want you to do that. So
that's
we're definitely honored to have you on the show. Thank you
appreciate
so much.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Six Man Radio, man. We'll be back.
What it bees like, everything is gravy and Grey Goose. This is your homegirl, Sarah Connor, tuning in to Six Man Radio for adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It's the home. Tune in.
Yeah. Yeah. Six Man Radio, home of a temporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad Seed, aka Nicholas K. Some people call me Larry J. Blige, and some people call me your mother's baby father. Yeah. I'm on the phone right now, my co-host, the lovely Nadine Lachette. What's going
That's
on?
That's me. That is I, and you know, hopefully they don't call you too many times. You know, my mother's baby father, but yeah.
You know. Yeah, you're right. Well,
okay.
Yo,
we had another
really,
great show. Yeah,
really good show, man. Shout out to Da X and Elder Sensei. Thanks to them for calling up and kicking it with us this Saturday evening. You
well,
know,
definitely.
Yeah. So keep your eyes open for that new Sadat X album that's coming out. It's called Love, Hell, or Right. Check that out. And Elder Sensei got some stuff coming, too. Keep your eyes open and all that, you know.
Next week
we got Curtis Blow and DJ Scratch in the same show.
Right. Damn.
Jesus Christ. Make sure y'all tune in next week and check out Curtis Blow and DJ Scratch. Definitely. It was an honor to have them both on the show. Powerful
right.
show. So, you know, make sure y'all check that out next week. Same bad time, same bad channel, man. Same kooky host, me and Nate, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Just getting ready for this storm. I hope you guys got your flashlights and candles and water.
Definitely.
Can't survive
without water.
Definitely.
Yeah. Y'all make sure y'all check out AD show tomorrow. Well,
that's
Express.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody.
Tomorrow's special guest is Ilana Martin, singer, songwriter, vocal coach extraordinaire. And she's coming on the show tomorrow. She got a show coming up at Joe's Pub. Hopefully on Monday, you know, depending on how everything goes.
Wait, did you say Joe's Pub?
I did. I certainly did.
Wow.
NYC. Everybody knows about Joe's Pub in NYC.
A lot of memories.
So that's tomorrow at 7 o'clock on Bodega Fresh. Y'all tune in for that. It's going to be so real dope. So.
That's right.
And then tune in to the rest of our shows during the week. We're always busy. You've got Poetic Design, LR Radio, The Woodshop, and My Report. Bananas. Every week is always crazy. So I just follow us, period. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Man, just follow us, man.
Do it.
I keep telling y'all every week, man. They got garbage up the block. Six Man Radio for nothing, man. Damn.
Yep.
All right, yo, you know what? Thank y'all for listening, man. We're going to check y'all out next week. Make sure y'all tune in. Check it out. We got We got Curtis Blow. We got Curtis Blow and DJ Scratch. Man, if you're a hip hop head, I don't even need to break it down to you. You already know what it is.
Indeed.
All right. All right. So we're going to skate up out of here, man. We're going to get out of here with Ice Cube Bird in the Hand. See y'all next week. Make sure y'all tune in to Bodega Fresh tomorrow. If you don't, then you's a corny nigga and you got cornrows in your nose hair. Huh?
Yeah.
Peace, y'all.
Hey, look at this. I've been cleaning out my nest and I found an old book of my poetry.
Out of school cause I was a high school grad. Got to get a job cause I was a high school dad. Wish I got paid by rapping to the nation, but that's not likely. Saved my application, pass it to the man at AC&C. Cause when I was in school I got the AEE. But there's no SC for this junk stuff. I didn't have no money, so now I got a punch up. Clock out of slave and be happy man, but Whitey says there's no room for the African. Always knew that I'll put crotch cheese. But welcome to McDonald's, may I take your order, please? Gotta serve your food that might give you cancer. Cause my son doesn't take no for an answer. Now I pay taxes that they never give me back. What about diapers, bottles, and Similac? Do I have to sell me a whole lot of crack with decent shelter and clothes on my back? Or should I just wait for help from Bush or Jesse Jackson in Operation Push? If you ask me, the whole thing needs a tush. A massive gale, what the hell? Crack a cell in the neighborhood to the corner house bitches. Miss Parker, Lil Joe, and Todd Bridges, or anybody that he know. So I cop me a bird better known as a kilo. Now everybody know I went from Poe to a nigga that got dope. So now you put the feds against me, cause I couldn't follow the plan of the presidency. I'll never get love again, but blacks are too fucking broke to be Republican. Now remember, I used to be cool till I stopped filling out my W-2. Now senators are getting high, and you're playing against the ghetto black guy. So now you got a pep talk, but sorry, this is our only room to walk. Cause we don't want a drug push, but a bird in the hand. It's worth more than a book.
Yo, Flush, you've been around for a real long time. Let me ask you a question. Do you still write?
Nigga, I write commandments. Pen hit the paper, the fans flip. I talk shit, reason why New York won't quit. Every time that I spit, you know I'm throwing some hot shit. The West Coast had it locked, so you called on a locksmith. Then Worldwide came out, so Queens could pop shit. And I really did SoCo, so I talk about mad bricks. I got a little paper, so you know I push mad whips. When Ice Style came out, so draw how to ice shit. Now the world running around, talking about flushing the nicest. Took some time off, had a lot of work, I had to get it off. Label me the street boss, a lot of rappers fell off. I watch, laugh, and listen, waiting for my time to get it. My lifestyle was bitten, take it, write a movie with it. And to y'all haters and y'all corny critics, cause what I put in this rap game, a lot of rappers wouldn't have lived it. Dig it? Alright, back up.
worries if I die. So pussy clock try. Danger feel stepping my way. Body get cremated on a Friday to do a die way. The death threater, sender, head spinner, rap beginner, light dimmer, three knockout count winner, the gun reacher, busting shot teacher, your funeral servant, church preacher, your black hearse coffin seeker, the body polluter, the gat shooter, the Brownville at Brooklyn trooper, the cop D mountain mover, the face basher, the Mr. Brain smasher, the ass waxer, the drunk money,
the money stasher, gun blast and razor slasher, the human asthma, breath taker, body dump waster, the glock cocker, the block locker, the rock chopper, the shot popper, the jock cock blocker, the face splitter, human disgrace getter, the lady shitter, phone joner, sneak over fuck your babysitter, the chronic smoking, gun toting hearse initiator, crack supplier, the human drug generator, the honey gamer, the chicken tricker, the slicker, long dick pussy sticker, the ready to bust that ass kicker, the track maneuverer, the box barrier, the off the dome rapper, the C-74 ox carrier,
the gun seller, the chest sweller, the sticked up smack bank teller, the money back dweller, the stitch provider, the guest rider, the clip inserter, the bullet shooter experter, the man next to murder,
the whole bitch dicker, the cut man, the out of one clan, the stun hitter in 34 days in the month man, the front man, the Brooklyn representer, the beat down center, the two brothers, the hottest niggas out this fucking winter,
the girl cheater, the beat fat beater, the street sweet keeper, the body, the concrete meter, the blood skeeter, the weed smoker, the liver choker, the spot stock broker, the rugged pitcher poser, the car scrambler, roll you flush, same suit, poker gambler, nasty amateur, damager, snap master without the camera,
the big guzzler, the slug to your mug tussler, the drug juggler, the crazy thug hustler, the Lexus warner, the chain ring and bracelet flaunterer, the chamber smoker, the mansion having sauna soaker, the corner stander, the style crammer, the takeover spot block demander, the Glock on cock handler, the razor spitter, the fast dough cash flow getter, the transmitter, North Carolina vagina hitter,
the ass kicker, the internal heart dog sticker, the red scope body hitter, hang with digger and the booty lickers, the trigger happy, father gun caller pappy, my gun blow out Craig Wade Patterson, keep your hair nappy, to the death stinker, M.O.P. bell ringer, how about some hardcore fan singer, the jam swinger,
the Nautica wearer, the car canal man, the Mr. Get Jig, the fly man, notorious ready to die man, the Noah killer, the expert slayer, the white girl gangbanger, the Virgin Mary fucker, the Jesus hanger, the vital kicker, the drug dealer and title stripper, the idol flipper, the cross breaker and Bible ripper,
the black history thriver, the racial thinker, the 9-9, the 5 bobber, the jaw sinker, the hell fighter, the revelation writer, the Egyptian spirit inviter, the black body back tire, the money stasher, the nigga crapper, the AKA club belt.
Shoot the whack in the back and I might or day. It's hot, shit is on, that's cop. Tell a
Yo, what's good? It's Persia here. You rocking with Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. Let's get it.
We are at war.
Come on. Double a trigger panic the spot. The heat is on and it's hot. Like sick Terminator gets a go.
Radio.